we get to not be these people pleasers, and we get to be pleasing to ourselves.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Hello, my sweetness. So good to be with you today. I am more grateful than ever for our connection, our relationship. It just means so much to me to have this high vibe and safe place where we can come and journey together and do life together. I'm coming to you from a little bit more of a tender place. Not that I'm not normally tender, but my heart's a little tender today, but I figured it is going to be pretty relatable for all of us. And as much as I kind of fly high through life and use the tools that we have and that I share here on the podcast, I got a little tripped up and a little triggered yesterday. So I'm going to talk about that. And today is really all about how to not doubt yourself, how to begin again, and kind of like what to do when you find yourself going over the edge of the cliff emotionally and then dusting yourself back off. So if that is relatable to you or a space that you're in or have been, I know we've all been there at some point. My prayer is that today's podcast will be a great blessing in your life. Dear God, thank you. Thank you that we know the tools of healing and wholeness. Thank you that we do get to begin again in every moment. Thank you for reminding us that we have the power within us to connect with you and to focus on truth and love and feel what is truth and love, reminding ourselves that all of the other is the illusion. All of the other is false. All of the other, even though sometimes it seems real, it is not real. So in this moment, we redirect our focus and our commitment to being in truth and being in infinite possibility and loving ourselves so completely the way you love us so that we can love others so much more. And we just surrender all to you, all that we don't think is working, all that doesn't feel good, all that we're unsure of or confused by or distracted by, and we turn our lives over to you. We pray this believing. Amen. All right, let me give you the backstory. Not that the details really matter, because I think it's more about where we land when any of us get triggered, but I will share with you just for a little context if that helps you kind of follow along a little more. So I have been writing high, like higher than ever, in a state of bliss. It's been building over the course of the last year as I've surrendered more and let go of some things more to make room for new. But particularly ever since the beginning of Glenn's birthday month, you know, I mean, we started the year out on a Caribbean cruise and went into Glenn's birthday and month for the month of February, Joe Dispenza retreat, you know, traveling through Mexico, buying a piece of land there to build a dream home. Like, it's, then we went and visited friends in San Diego, LA, and it's just been amazing, 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 bliss, bliss, bliss. Like, everything's just been coming to me. I have been less stressed, less attached, more abundant, more excited, opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. And then yesterday I was on my way home to Miami, and there's a family member who has not been in the best place. And I was thinking about him, and I said to Glenn, like, oh, I should probably give him a call. But I didn't want to. And Glenn was like, yeah, give him a call. And I just felt like, I don't want to. And he's like, Gina, just give him a call. And so I did. And I just, Oh, I got dragged down, triggered, like nothing about the conversation felt good. And it like I don't know if this was the intention, but there were like it, my experience was there were like jabs being sent out, and there was like some power struggle stuff, and there was like some competitive stuff, and it was just like ugh, and it just like oh my goodness, like I can't like and so first of all, I in trigger went into automatic default mode of just feeling hurt, defensive, mad, sad, scared, confused, like all the icky stuff. And then I was just in it for a while. I was in it on the plane ride home. I was like, I tried to like not focus on it, so I tried to push it away and just not deal. And that didn't work out real well. And then I came home and just kind of like burst into tears, and I was just like sad and felt depleted when I've just been like had more energy than ever, and like it was just all the icky stuff. And then I, and then just did all the things that you do when, or that I do anyways. Like I made pasta last night, and I didn't have one bowl; I had three bowls. I'm like, I'm eating my feelings. I'm eating my feelings. And then just like, not like nothing felt good. And then like, just started crying and the whole thing. So today I woke up with a pasta hangover, an emotional hangover, and it was just like, oh my gosh, Gina. And I actually woke up at 5 o'clock like I normally do, and I've been just literally leaping out of bed every morning, so excited to start my day. And not today. Like I didn't want to get out of bed, and I just like kind of like forced my body to go back to sleep. And I, so like Glenn came and got me. He's like, Gina, it's time to wake up. It was like 8 o'clock or whatever. And fortunately, I have the tools. I, first of all, took complete personal responsibility. No one can make me feel that way. I let this experience generate certain emotions in my body. Okay, taking responsibility, starting to feel a little bit better. Number two, I look to see what was the cause of this. And the truth is, and this is probably the biggest reason why I'm sharing this with you today, is I shoulded myself. Like I was like, I should call him. And I was like, I didn't want to. And I don't know what it is that we women have been programmed with, like to do things out of guilt and obligation. Why would I call someone if I didn't want to? Like, it's like, and Glenn, but God bless, like he had nothing, like if Glenn isn't me, Glenn didn't know my, like there was something intuitive in me that was like, don't call. But my programming, my conditioning was like, call. It wouldn't be any big deal to call and check up on anyone, So like Glenn was like, whatever, it's no big deal, and knew that this person was in a rough place. So it would like, normally it wouldn't be any big deal, but my intuition knew better. My intuition knew it wasn't right for me. But I overrode it. I didn't listen to how I was feeling. I didn't prioritize me. I didn't ask myself what would feel good to me and what would be good for me. I was thinking about what would be good for the other person. And, or what I, honestly, I was thinking about what I thought would be good for the other person. Like if I didn't have a great experience on the phone, I doubt the other person did either. It's like that's kind of an obvious one. And so I was just like, wow, I bit the bait again. And when I say bit the bait, I bit the bait of my own conditioning. Like, this person is clearly my spiritual teacher. This circumstance is also my spiritual teacher and divine assignment of the moment. And I write a lot about divine assignments in my book. So if you want some more help with this, check out my book. Clearly, it doesn't make any of us completely immune to this stuff, but there's a lot of great tools in there, and we'll put the link below in the show notes. And so, just really getting that we get to not be these people pleasers, and we get to be pleasing to ourselves. And it's not illegal. And, I don't know. I was just making up all this stuff. Like, well, this person probably isn't happy with me because I haven't called in and checked in with him soon enough, or what, like all this stuff. But the whole point is I didn't listen to me. And I overrode my intuition and my, just quite frankly, my own preferences to do something for someone else that just got me so off kilter. And, you know, I have a responsibility to me. I have a responsibility to me because I have a destiny. And my destiny includes being the person that I am meant to be for you, for this, for our work together, for this journey. Like, of course, life happens, but like, this was avoidable. This was distraction. This was, you know, all things can work together for good. I get it. And I'm going to use it for that. And I'm also just reminding myself and anyone else that this applies to, we don't need to do it anymore. We don't need to go through this stuff. We don't need to let ourselves get derailed, do all the work to dust ourselves off, pick ourselves back up to like push through the day. I would far rather be like in the elated state consistently. I have been in a state of bliss like for a solid 5 weeks, like literally not one day off kilter, off marker, any of it, because I was listening to me and I was living life on purpose and I wasn't shooting myself. And there were a couple other circumstances where I was basically invited to get distracted and I made a different choice. I said, you know, thanks, but no thanks, you know, like no thank you to that. And I like stayed on course. And so today, well, the truth is I'm feeling even significantly better than 11 minutes ago. Getting back into my center, getting back here with you, like us being in this together, acknowledging that I get to decide what my priority is. And it doesn't have to be all this people pleasing and all this like doing what we think someone else wants us to do. It just doesn't anymore. But when we do, and when we get distracted and when our humanness, you know, shows up, I think it's not even about going off the edge of the cliff emotionally, but how quickly and how fully do we embrace ourselves and love ourselves and reconnect with God and the infinite loving universe? Like, how quickly do we get back to truth? And I can share with you right here, right now, today, it's not a complete flip of a switch for me. It's not an instantaneous, I'm back, that I can feel myself slowly, slowly returning to a higher vibrational state. You know, if when I started, I was feeling a little hurt, tender, wounded, I feel a little stronger now. I feel a little more whole now. And so I want you to be gentle with yourself in whatever process you're in of healing, growing, becoming, learning. You know, when we're meant to go fast, we'll do that. And right now, I'm just really, especially with what I did to myself and my body yesterday, I'm like, you know, this toxic emotional stuff, it has this physical effect. And so I'm just really being loving. Oh, here was another example of when I doubted myself, all within the last 24 hours, right? So, you know, decisions create these lifestyle choices in a way, like lifestyles come in packages. So I made the decision to call this person when I didn't want to and got derailed. And then I got home last night and I was scheduled to work out with my trainer this morning. And I was like, I just had this nuance to cancel. And it wasn't actually because like, I don't feel like working out. That doesn't come until the morning for me. Like, so at like 7 o'clock last night, like that wasn't the, I just had this, like, it was that notion, you know, when your intuition, it can just, it's just like this whisper that goes by. But when the other things are louder, we don't pay attention to the whisper. At least I don't. And I did notice the whisper, like, just cancel tomorrow. And I was like, no, I need to get back on track, right? I was shooting myself again. I need to get back on track. I need to, like, it's not going to feel great tomorrow. I haven't worked out in a while, but like, I should get back on track. And I should, quite frankly, I just shitted myself. And so I didn't cancel. And this morning, my trainer, who's so amazing, and we've worked together forever, we have a great relationship, he never does this. He texted me at like 10 to the top of the hour when we're supposed to work out. And he's like, just confirming that we're on today. But again, I just had the whisper that, like, I don't know, either he didn't want to do it or it wasn't good for him, whatever, whatever. And I almost said, well, I can, or we can do it later, or we could just do it tomorrow. That was like what I wanted to say. But I was like, no, Gina, be a good client. And I was like, yep, we're on. And so then I texted him at the top of the hour, which I do typically do, and say, okay, I'm going to stretch for, you know, 10 minutes or so. I'll see you in 10. And then something, I just like thought he would meet me on Zoom, but then he wasn't there. And I went and I had my focus on. So then I went and go check my text messages. And he was like, well, it's like, now we're like 20 minutes past the hour, you know, do you want to just do it tomorrow? Or like, clearly he had something else going on. The whole point of this is we didn't do the session and I had this notion to cancel tomorrow. He probably maybe did too. And neither one of us were speaking our truth. So we're kind of like fumbling through it and then it didn't happen anyways. So all of this to say, let your hunches, let your instincts, let them be enough and follow them. You know, this is not permission to do something out of integrity, P.S. This isn't like you signed up for someone's coaching package and you're like, I'm just not feeling it anymore, so I don't want to keep paying. This is not that. This is not you made a commitment or an obligation and, you know, like me and my package with Ben, this was the night before. It wasn't like, you know, it would have for us been in ethics to cancel, like not 10 minutes before, but the night before, we're both good with that. So really watch yourself. This is not permission to be out of integrity. The universe will never guide you for that. But there are these nuances that are going to show up that may seem counterintuitive, but where it's actually best for both people. So clearly that phone call yesterday was not best for both people. Clearly me not just saying, hey, let's just resume on Tuesday. That's what would have been best for both people. And so it's just a really humbling reminder, I guess, to prioritize me, to listen to me, let whatever I need to do within context for me be enough. And, you know, there's so much I'm excited about in life right now, and probably you are too. And there's literally infinite possibility, abundance, opportunity, contribution, financial support, just like fun to be had. That's a thing that's been going on for me lately. I've been having more fun than ever. I have been developing relationships more than ever. Like money is flowing in from all different unimaginable ways to me than ever. Like, it's like everything has just been so light, so easy, so fun. And that's the state that I'm committed to getting back to, you know? So, and like I said, for me, it's not a flip of a switch, but it is incrementally. So incrementally today, I'm drinking my water. I'm hydrating my body. I'm eating nourishing foods. I'm being gentle with myself. You know, I'm just doing things that are good for me. I set up an appointment with my own coach just to like finish processing this stuff. I am not going to bring this into tomorrow. Let me tell you that. Like, I'm giving myself, you know, today to unpack, recalibrate, journal, meditate, like get the support that I need to really, really learn the lessons from a much deeper perspective. And because when you really learn the lesson, those whispers of your intuition, they become louder and clearer. So we tend to miss them less and we tend to be able to catch something and make those better choices so that we don't have to do the work of picking ourselves back up again. It's not really the most interesting journey, especially at this point in our lives, right? I mean, like, we've done it. And the less we need to do that at this point, probably the better, because I'm way more interested in manifesting all of my desires. I'm way more interested in seeing how just amazing life can get. I'm way more interested in what else is possible, not the past toxic drama, emotional schlog. Been there, done that. So today is about a lot of love, a lot of grace, a lot of, like, as I see my mind start to wander and, like, repeat the cycle. Nope. Like, I'm like, I need to get the lesson, but I don't need to overly think about it, process it, and re-emotionalize it. What I do get to do is remember who I am and what I'm about and open myself up to the divine today and let myself be filled with God's grace, God's love, God's goodness, God's power, God's strength. Like, you know, like, I really emptied my soul yesterday with all of the doubting myself and not prioritizing me. So today is about refueling and refilling up my soul. And if that's something that's going to really serve you today, then let's do that together. Let's just refill the soul, replenish. I think that feels like the word for today. You know, just really taking time to love yourself, whether it's, you know, taking a bubble bath, going slower, taking a nap, you know, ending the workday a little earlier. Just replenish. Make sure you're taking your vitamins and supplements. I did that this morning also. Just really giving myself all the love that I forgot to give myself yesterday. I'm doubling up today. All right. So I know how kind of off kilter it felt, and kind of like, you know, I was tempted to think that the world wasn't a safe place. And you're like, this is like one incident, right? And I tend to just globalize it and make it larger than life. Don't let the toxic stuff get larger than life. You get bigger than the wound. You get bigger than that, and let your light shine so brightly that this darkness just totally evaporates. All right, my queen, I am here for you. I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for, you know, just dusting yourself off and getting back to grounded centeredness today, if that's where you're at as well. And definitely, if you don't have a copy of my book, click on the link below, or you can go to divineliving.com/book. I think that will be very nourishing also. And if you're looking for more nourishment, like you just like want to just fill yourself up today, come join us in the Q Club. If you don't have my app, or if you haven't downloaded it yet, go to divineliving.com/app. You can get a 2-week free trial with that link. And there's prayers in there. There's meditations. You'll see on the page. It's kind of like Gina DeVee Netflix. I mean, it's this global community of such cool women. We just had our monthly live call. It's on the first Tuesday of every month. And like, these women are life-giving. So if you're looking for a high vibe community, people to be in like real relationship with, this is definitely the place to be. I'm so, so proud of our community and the quality of women who are in it. So come join us and check it out, divineliving.com/app. Until next time, my loves.
All right, gorgeous. I hope that this episode has been such a blessing in your life. And if you are looking to further elevate your life and discover the unapologetic art of dreaming big and manifesting your most fabulous life, get a copy of my book, The Audacity to Be Queen, today. It's filled with 20 page turning chapters. This book is designed to unlock your truest potential, reprogram your mindset, and have you living the life you've always imagined. You can get it at divineliving.com/book and dive into all things queen today.